This is a dictation for Sergio Oshai Makula. Here is the spelling of his name. S-E-R-G-I-O, Sergio. Middle name is Oshai, O-S-H-A-Y. Last name, Makulo, M-C-C-U-L-L-O-U-G-H. Date of birth is 6/15/93. Date of service is 3/10/2025, and date of accident is 3/3/2025. The patient once again is Sergio Makulo. date of birth is 6/15/1993. Date of accident 3/3/2025. Date of service 3/10/2025. Chief complaint. Patient is complaining of severe pain in the both shoulders, middle back and lower back, with shooting pain to the right arm and right leg anteriorly. And also the left knee. Most of these pains are 7 to 10. Upper back pain is 9, lower back pain is 10, left shoulder is 8, left shoulder is 7, right shoulder is 8, and left knee pain is 7. Patient reports that all of these are related to an accident that happened on March 3, 2025. He did not specify the time, but he was traveling on West 7 Mile in a truck, in a SUV with his brother who was the driver. He himself was a front seat passenger, restrained. Their car was traveling at 20 miles an hour, and they were hit by Chevy Yukon at 20 miles an hour. And the patient did not remember anything. He found himself in the ambulance. And he did not see the car or how the accident happened, where this accident happened. He was told that their car was T-bone on a driver's side. But from the police report, airbags did not deploy. There was a loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police came, ambulance came to the scene. The damage was that the car was completely total. The back door, the axle, engine, transmission, everything was broken. Windows were smashed. And inside the airbags deployed. And internally, the steering wheel and headrest and dashboards and console, middle console, and doors were all okay. Only the damage was outside. The patient went to the... So patient did not hit his head directly into the steering wheel. There was no direct chest, pelvic, or abdominal trauma. But certainly there is a neck whiplash and associated trauma. Patient went to the emergency room, Sinai Grace Hospital, for 5 days. When he was discharged, he cannot remember anything. He was treated for brain injury. An MRI or CT scan was done at Sinai Grace Hospital, which are not available at the time of accident. Patient further report that he also was involved in another accident in 2006 where he was a front seat passenger on the right. Mom was driving. He do not remember the entire accident. And patient says that He was having pain in the lower back at the time in both shoulders. No surgery was done to the shoulder. He also has been off and on to the jail for incarceration, and somebody died for stealing. History of presenting illness. First, the headaches is a present 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are present in the back of the head almost constantly, and they are severe. And they are off and on sometime, and light sensitive, not sensitive to noise, no associated with nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura. TBI symptoms that are reported are dizziness, loss of balance, and vomiting. The patient denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, for disorientation, confusion, denies lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmares, or fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, number two in the bed, or sleepwalking, seizures, denies any blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. He has no issues with the taste or smell. No pain in the TMJ or denture. He reports of tidal anesthesia, right buttock is not felt. Sleep disturbance is present and tremendously. Difficulty walking due to pain in the left knee. He has tingling and numbness of the right arm and right leg constantly. He has a weakness of the right arm. Regarding the pain, patient is reporting pain in the mid-back and lower back to the tune of 9 to 10. Pain in the left shoulder is 7, with the maximum ability to lift the arm without pain is 90 degrees. Right shoulder is 8, with the maximum ability to lift the arm is 90 degrees. He has a numbness and tingling of the right front shoulder and right front leg. He also reports a pain in the left knee to the tune of 7. Please review the record for the the pain is several times a day, and for all the pain history, please review the records. System review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal, and also the personal history, and the ADLs. Physical examination. The blood pressure is found to be 123 over 86. Pulse is 79 and pulse ox is 100. And height is 5'7". Weight is 190. The patient is a 31-year-old African-American male of an average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. She doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases, but doesn't appear to be anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress, and hygiene is normal. He is able to walk with limps due to the pain in the knee area. The pain, walking is antalgic and painful, and with associated with some limping. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological musculature examination that are all normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. Please use the template. Fine tenderness. None is present. Paravertebral muscles present, none. Hypertonicity is zero. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is normal, 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, and extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, and bilateral rotation 15. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, Sperling is negative, Lermit test negative, and distraction test negative, total hull negative. Thoracic spine, slump test is negative, and Roots test negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees. Cross leg raise test positive bilaterally. Camp test positive. Grudzinski Kernig test negative. Babinski sign negative. SI joint. SI joints are non-tender. And the Kernig flexion test, Ely compression test, distraction test, Weber test, Gonsolin test are all negative. Examination of the extremities, except for both the shoulders and the left knee, rest of the extremities are completely normal, including hand, wrist, elbows, and both the hips and both ankle and foot are completely normal. Use the template. Examination of the right shoulder, pain level is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. It appears to be completely normal. No dislocation, contusion, or swelling is noticed, and no fractures. And range of motion is limited to 90 degrees on active motion. And muscle strength is 4 by 5. Special tests were done. Drop arm test was negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test was negative. Feet test, near test was negative. Only Hawking Kennedy test was found to be positive. In the left shoulder, pain level is 7. Maximum patient can lift is 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Some motor weakness is noticed on the left upper extremity to the tune of 4 by 5. And Hawking Kennedy test is positive. And anterior and posterior apprehension test is positive. T test is positive. Rest of the elbow extremities are okay. In the left knee, on inspection, there are no scar, erythema, effusion. On palpation, there is a generalized tenderness in the patellar area, peripatellar area, and medial collateral area. Otherwise, it doesn't feel warm or cold, no crepitus grinding, noise, range of motion is completely normal, 235 degrees. Collateral ligaments, slightly tender in the medial area. Motor power is normal, valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer, negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension, positive. Please review the charts for the diagnosis. For plan of care, treatment plan consists of physical therapy three times per week to focus on the neck and lower back, both shoulders. And if there are some muscle spasms, then that is also okay to the trapezius and quadratus lumborum. And traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program. He's considered disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation, help. Medications are provided for this gentleman are as follows. Flexeril, 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lidepro for topical pain relief, Tylenol, codeine with number 4, one tablet, PRN for pain relief, Meloxicam for 7.5 milligrams twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Medigesic provided, PRN for headache, Pralisec is for stomach protection, Lyrica, 50 milligrams for pain relief, and radiculopathy. Plan of care from the template treatment plan is continuing, and please mention whether non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Review of the available MRI, imaging records, medical records are being conducted. We are ordering release of records from the hospital that the patient went. Interventional pain procedures, none. New investigations, none. Referral to surgical options, none. Neuropsych, attended care, caseworker, none. DME. This is provided with a back brace and will be provided with a knee brace. Education, yes. Follow visit in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. The patient is supposed to visit us in 15 days' time for further follow-up. Thank you.